right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. It is 9 o'clock. That must be news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Got I got some snow?
Yeah.
All right, Robin, what's in the news?
Oh, so much going on these days.
So.
Well, first, an animated finger-pointing exchange between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama kicked off an emotional roller coaster of a debate Monday night that touched on his record, her husband, and issues of race and gender.
Uh-oh.
And in our first clip, we hear Obama's response to Bill Clinton being cited as the first black president. D-123.
All right, D-123. Bill Clinton, was he the first black president?
You know, I would have to, you know, investigate more, you know, Bill's dancing abilities and, you know, some of this other stuff before I accurately judged whether he was, in fact, a brother. But...
Let's Senator Clinton weigh
sure
in on that.
Can be arranged.
That's pretty good.
See, you like it when they have some fun.
Getting along, those two.
Don't take it so seriously.
And behind closed doors, they're probably using, you know, language that we couldn't air.
Yeah, F him, F her.
Yeah, F those two. All right, anything else, Robin?
Well, yes, I was going to even say not even behind closed doors, because then we have Obama accusing Clinton of siding with the Walmart Corporation when she was coming up politically. D-124.
All right. Hillary and Walmart.
While I was working on those streets, watching those folks see their jobs shipped overseas, you were a corporate lawyer sitting on the board of Walmart. I was fighting these fights. So I want to be clear. What I said had nothing to do with their policies. I spent a lifetime fighting against Ronald Reagan's policies.
Oh.
By the way, she has a, you have it, right? She's got a return line for him. And by the way, I'm beginning to not like him because you know what? He said he was going to, a whole new kind of politics. He's just like all the others getting down in the mud with the gutter politics. He's a phony. And
do you like her enough to put a Hillary 08 sticker on your car?
No, but I like her enough to vote for her. And I would encourage any registered Democrat to do the same. This Barack Obama believes his own S. And is full of himself. And listen to this comeback from Hillary.
All right.
Well, we do have a response from Hillary. D-125.
All right, D-125. Hill pushes back.
I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in inner city Chicago.
Oh, man. Oh, ba-boom.
Call him a
slum lord. That's going to be, I just thought of something here. That's going to be tough for her because no straight guy is going to put a Hillary 08 sticker on his car, right?
You know, I did see a guy in a white car, and I think it was an Altima, and he had a Hillary bumper sticker. And
ba-boom.
He looked straight. I looked at him. He looked straight. He looked like a lawyer or something.
Ah, I can imagine that. You got a Hillary 08 sticker on your car, and you're... heterosexual guy. You might be a heterosexual guy, but you're married and you don't wear the pants in the family, but no single heterosexual man on the planet has a Hillary 08 sticker on his car.
Right, and if you do, you get pulled over. Just say you're driving your wife's car.
Oh, man. Look at that.
But she made a point during that debate. You know, I got into that debate last night. She made a point. She said, you know, having a debate with you, talking to Obama, is a really hard thing to do because whenever I talk about one of your votes, you say you didn't vote that way or you didn't do this or you didn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that was a good debate.
She had a point. I mean, that guy, you talk about her husband being slick and having trouble with the truth. This Obama, it's a different story every 2 minutes.
Yeah, but this Obama is running against both of them, Bill and Hillary. Piling up on this guy.
Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
Well, yes, Dr. Phil McGraw said Monday on his syndicated talk show that he isn't sorry for trying to help Britney Spears while she was hospitalized after a standoff in which she refused to return her two young sons to her ex-husband's bodyguard. And here is some audio of Dr. Phil speaking out on this matter of Britney Spears. P-112.
All right. P-112. Is that right?
P-112.
Very good, Robin. All right. Can they make these cart numbers any longer? Can you go into the thousands, maybe 100,000s? All right. Here we go. Dr. Phil and speaking out on Britney Spears.
Have I wrestled with the decision that I made
a statement, even though I don't feel like it added any information to what was already known? Yes, I have wrestled with that. Was it helpful in the situation? Regrettably, no, it wasn't. And I have to acknowledge that, and I certainly do. Hmm. If I had it to do over again, I probably wouldn't say a word. I wouldn't make a statement to anybody about anything.
Right. That guy sounds pissed.
I think what he's saying is, if I had it to do all over again, I'd probably just shut up.
Yeah, he would do
now
it.
That is one skanky-looking cocor.
Oh, man.
Easy.
Is that part of that Britney deal?
No, it's a different.
But it is, yeah, he probably would have still gone to see her, but he wouldn't have told anybody. Right. Made a whole show out of it.
Just kept it quiet.
All right. Anything else on that, Dr. Phil?
Well, yes. When asked to respond about the allegations that he should be very sorry for getting involved, he had this to say, P113.
Here we go.
Let me be clear. I certainly do not apologize for trying to help this family or this girl in trouble. Frankly, taking my own inventory, I don't think I helped the situation so far. And that pains me greatly.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, well, at least he can do an inventory of himself. A lot of these guys can't.
Oh, man. It's like, it's like being in jail for murder and Judge Wapner shows up to try to help you out.
Right. It ain't going to happen. Okay. There'll be no help.
It's so crazy here in L.A. All right, anything else there new in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally, former Buffy the Vampire Slayer star Sarah Michelle Gellar is now the face and body of the new Vaseline ad campaign where she appears naked.
Wow.
The new ad presents Gellar posing completely nude to show that Vaseline works from head to toe. And when asked why Gellar signed on to do this spread, the former Buffy star had this to say, G63.
She's nude with Vaseline, man.
It's about time that we as women start taking charge and being proud of our naked bodies. I personally want to step up to the role of leader of the feminist movement and let oppressed women all around the world know that it's okay to... Can we just cut the for a minute? I'm just doing this ridiculous ad campaign because I just blew through that Buffy money in like 2 years. This mic's off, right?
She wasted all her Buffy money, so now she's got to do Vaseline nude ads.
She blew through that Buffy money.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's
and
happening.
And that's it. The news with
Robin. With the news.
All right. We have the Oscar nominations came out this morning. It seems like a lifetime ago with all the other news going on, right?
Well, we're getting into award season where there's all these award shows going on now, from the Golden Globes to the Oscars, and the Grammys will be coming up. I mean, it's just nonstop now.
Well, here the big ones are, actor, actress, director and writer, I guess, right?
And
film.
Best picture,
right? Yeah, best picture. And a friend of mine, just a friend of mine since he was born, Paul Thomas Anderson, is up for 8 awards. Oh, nothing. Just know him very well and spent Christmas Eve with him.
Really?
Who'd you spend Christmas Eve with, Jerry? Anybody? No? Maybe just...
Actually, I spend it with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, you did? I was with Oprah. What was the what movie is he up for?
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. All right.
Yeah, he directed that movie, man. That kid's gonna go places. And stupid me, he called me about 20 years ago, 15 years ago. He was doing a movie in Vegas. He said, "Hey, you want to be in one of my movies in Vegas?" When he was just starting out, and I'm like, "Nah, it seems like a hassle. It's I'd have to fly to Vegas and do that. Yeah, I'm not into it." And, hey, I could have been...
one of his guys.
I could have been, like a Jake Gyllenhaal today.
Right. Even if you didn't, and I'm not saying you wouldn't, even if you didn't have a lot of acting ability,
right,
he still probably, to show goodwill, would have brought you under his wing like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I did him a favor, because if there is a person who is related to a very successful comic and an actor...
Yeah.
Who has no acting ability, moi. It's this guy right here. I have zero acting ability, so I could have ruined Paul Thomas Anderson's
career.
We've
heard you, Tim. I think your films that you've done. In fact, Jerry has the clip right there. We've heard
is
you.
That
in,
right?
What was it? The Beverly Hills Vamp?
One of them, yeah. There's another one was Cyclone.
Yeah, you're...
That was fantastic.
Did you like it?
Like it? At one point, we're going to have to call the fire department.
Maybe next time we can try
The director says, he goes, try to act like Woody Allen. I said, I don't do a Woody Allen impersonation. He goes, well, you're like a goofy kid who thinks he can do Woody Allen.
Yeah, you're doing Woody Allen.
I thought it was pretty good.
Try something with a little more bite in it.
Like what?
Yeah, smoking a big joint.
No.
Very, very proud my father is of his oldest son.
Now, your buddy, animals in the movie, too?
Yeah, there was some animals.
Your buddy, Paul Thomas Anderson, his father is the legend.
Yes, Ernie Anderson.
Yeah, we always say, guys don't know it, but we always play that clip of, you know, Jesus Christ. This guy.
Jesus Christ.
That's Ernie Anderson. That's Paul Thomas Anderson's dad. And his dad and my dad came out from Cleveland together.
Right.
So I've known Paul since he was born. And
wow.
I don't mean to drop names.
No.
And I hate people that do.
I know you do.
I mean, just a couple weeks ago, I was with Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks at Jerry's Deli.
Right.
And I was telling him, I go, guys, don't you hate it when guys, like, drop names? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, it's, like, the worst. You know, these people think they're in show business. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. Tom, pass the coffee, will you?
Right, sure.
All right, but Best Actress. Here we go. The nominations for Best Actress, man.
For Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role, the nominees are... Kate Blanchett in Elizabeth, The Golden Age.
Didn't see it.
Julie Christie in Away From Her.
Don't know who she is and didn't see it.
Double.
Marianne Cotillard in La Vie en Rose.
You could probably guess on both of those.
La Vie en Not.
The name of the actress again is...
Marianne Cotillard in La...
Marianne Cotillard.
La Vie en Rose.
In what? The Crazy Rose?
Are in La Vie en Rose.
Yeah, that's what it means. It means the crazy rose in French.
Wow.
Laura Linney in The Savages.
I know her.
Don't know her.
Yes, you do.
Don't know the movie.
Laura Linney is in your friend's movie, Breach.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, what's your friend's name?
Billy Ray,
right. Laura Linney's in that movie.
Oh, I hope she wins then.
And Ellen Page in Juno.
Ellen Page. I heard Juno was supposed to be a pretty good movie, huh?
Well, Juno.
Hey-o.
It's a very good movie.
Is that right? You've seen it?
Yeah, I did see it, actually. It's really good.
Have
I was surprised.
There Will Be Blood?
I haven't seen There Will Be Blood, but I saw Juno and No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
I want to see Michael Clayton, but...
I got to see that There Will Be Blood.
Hey, Jerry, can you get somebody in here who calls horse races?
Well, unfortunately, I just Randy was playing me something, so I closed that.
I just was... If you have an opportunity in the next couple of minutes to get somebody in here who calls horse races, because I have to see, you know, I play some bets.
Somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
Yeah, that's Paul's dad. Look at that.
Look at that. You know what my favorite movie that your friend Paul did? Paul Thomas Anderson.
Magnolia?
Yeah, I love Magnolia. Jason Robards is in that movie. It's such a weird movie, but it's such a peaceful movie because of the rain. I love the rain in that movie. Oh, I love Magnolia. Maybe I'll watch it tonight. I wish I smoked pot. I would smoke pot and watch that movie.
A lot of people wish you smoked pot. I have not seen There Will Be Blood because I want to see it in a theater. I could see it on DVD, but I want to see it in a theater. And a friend of mine called me up the other day, Robbie Fox, man.
Yeah, Foxo, man.
And he says, hey, I'm going to a 10:30 showing.
It's early.
P.M. of There Will Be Blood on a Saturday night. You want to go? I said, yeah, pick me up. We'll head down there. I'll meet you over there. And so I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to the There Will Be Blood. I'll see you around midnight. She goes, no, you won't. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, that movie is 2.5 hours. I said, 2.5 hours? Is that right?
Ooh.
So I call him back and I go, oh, dude, I'm going to, 2.5 hours is a little long for me tonight. I got to get up early on Sunday.
I'm going to pass, man.
He goes, you can't see a 2.5 hour movie? I said, I will one day, but I can't do it tonight. 2.5 hours. I'm not up for a 2.5 hour movie tonight.
All right, dude.
And he says, well, why don't you go see Chipmunks? It's 91 minutes. You'll love it. Idiot. All right, Best Actor. Here we go, everybody.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role are George Clooney in Michael Clayton.
I know him.
Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood.
That guy's going to win.
Johnny Depp in Sweeney Todd, Sweeners. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Another one where he's the barber, right?
We know all...
He's the barber to the pirate.
Yeah, all three of the best actors we know. None of the other people do we know.
Yeah, he's cutting hair or cutting people up.
Right.
Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Elah.
Mm.
Tommy Lee Jones, The Valley of Elah.
Tommy Lee Jones is still taking on roles. My gosh.
What, an Iraq movie or something like that? Oh, I'm looking at that.
That probably will win.
And Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises.
I guarantee you that this is the winner.
Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood.
You can play Oscar music behind that because that's exactly what they'll be saying come Oscar night.
Jerry, you could play Oscar music behind it and that's exactly what they would be saying.
Yeah, the Oscar music and that'll be it.
Five, six.
They'll read them. As a matter of fact, seven. We should do this to Oscar music because this will be exactly the way it sounds. Here we go.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role are George Clooney.
Everybody stop for that. Don't they only play the music after they announce the winner?
No, I think they play it. No, I don't know.
No, it's not that music, Jerry. All right, go ahead as you were.
Yeah, we'll go with the original, the other music.
Here the nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role are George Clooney in Michael Clayton, Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood, Johnny Depp in Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Elah, and Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises.
And the winner is
Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp in
Oh, no, it's just one winner. And the winner is
Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, congratulations, Daniel Day-Lewis. His fifth nomination and his first win for Best Actor.
You should do that announcer.
Thank you very much.
You know who used to do it?
Who?
Don Burns from The Wave.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They want me to do the Oscars again, man.
All right, Best Director. Here we go.
Jerry, you did very good job, Jerry, by the way.
Category of Best Achievement in Directing.
Do it again.
Julian Schnabel for The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Jason Reitman for Juno. Tony Gilroy for Michael Clayton. Joel Coen and Ethan Coen for No Country for Old Men. And Paul Thomas Anderson for There Will Be Blood.
And the winner of Best Actor Award for 2007 is
and Paul Thomas Anderson for There Will Be Blood.
This is Paul's first nomination and his first win for Director of the Year. Paul Thomas Anderson grew up with Tim Conway Jr. Both Ernie Anderson and Tim Conway came out from Cleveland together.
All right.
And Tim Conway Jr. has known Paul since Paul was born.
And here's Paul now. I don't think they'll do that much bio on you, though. But you know what they should do?
Paul, I bet it drives Paul crazy.
You know what they should do with that? Let's try that again, just from the very end. They want to make a lot of money over there. What network is running the Oscars this year? ABC?
I don't know.
Yeah, they want to make a lot of money. This is what they should do. Here we go. You play the thing, and you announce the winner.
And the winner for Best Director of a Motion Picture in 2007 is
Paul Thomas Anderson for There Will Be Blood.
This is Paul Thomas Anderson's first nomination. There Will Be Blood has grossed over $200 million in only 3 months. Snickers really satisfies. Are you hungry? Laugh all you want. Eat all you want. We'll make more. Doritos.
It's going to come down to that.
It should be that way.
Eventually they will.
Just take the gap. Snickers really satisfies. And then they time it right there. You get to the guy's speech.
Yeah, like you have the Staples Center. You've got Qualcomm Stadium. Eventually it'll be the Oscar Mayer Awards. All right, here is Best Picture, everybody. Best Picture.
And finally, I'm pleased to announce that the films selected as the Best Picture nominees for 2007 are Atonement. Tim Bevan, Eric Fellner, and Paul Webster, producers. Juno, Leanne Halfon, Mason Novick, and Russell Smith, producers. Michael Clayton, Sidney Pollack, Jennifer Fox, and Cary Orant, producers. No Country for Old Men, Scott Rudin, Ethan Coen, and Joel Coen, producers. And There Will Be Blood, Joanne Seller, Paul Thomas Anderson, and Daniel Lupi, producers.
And the winner for Best Picture in the year 2000 is
There Will Be Blood, Joanne Seller, Paul Thomas Anderson, and Daniel Lupi, producers.
2007.
Yeah, 2007, yeah. Did I say 2007? Yeah,
here they come. Here they come.
Paul's going to clean up on these awards. 8 nominations for that young man. Congratulations to him. Hope everybody else loses and Paul kicks ass. All right.
There Will Be Blood is available now in a theater near you. Yeah. Make sure you see There Will Be Blood. And don't forget to get your Diet Coke and Snickers. Snickers really satisfies.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.